chapter 38. The same wet dawn that had sent Bryony and Toggart scurrying for the pine copse broke over Salamandaston. Rain sheeted out in curtains over the still waveless sea. Horde beasts huddled miserably among the rocky outcrops on the tide line, protecting smoky fires from guttering in the downpour. Swart crouched with several of his captains and Nightshade, their fire sheltered by an old tent canvas pegged to the side of the rock groin. Those around the warlords remained silent, not knowing which mood chose to possess their leader on such a cheerless day. Neither the ferret nor his vixen had spoken to any beast of their latest plan. Both watched the mountain, its top shrouded in mist. Though Swart and his seer did not speak, both their minds were concentrated on the same thing. Was the wraith inside the caves and passages of Salamandaston stalking their enemy Sunflash with his lethal stone blade? Wraith lay panting on a narrow ledge, halfway up to the window of the Badger Lord's bedchamber. Though the weasel could move speedily over short distances, he had never been a strong creature. Granted, he was endowed with a natural cunning and the fantastic power of camouflage, but there his powers ended. He lacked strength and stamina. Wiping rainwater from his pale eyes, he glanced upward. Sounds of breakfast bustle and banter reached his soaking ears. Checking that his deadly stone knife was dry and safe in its sheath, Wraith hauled himself wearily up the rain-slicked mountainside as the downpour continued its relentless course. Falrig and Ruddle were merciless jokers, and wherever the opportunity presented itself for a bit of fun, the two otters were certain to be involved. Unwittingly, the fat, food-loving hare, Porty, had presented himself as an easy target. Sunflash had pointed him out at breakfast. Falrig and Ruddle came bounding into the dining hall, hungry from dawn sentry duty. Roughly, they elbowed their way in beside the Badger Lord and began helping themselves to his hot oat cakes.
Move over, old fright face. Make way for two starving river dogs.
We're fighting fit and ready to eat any beast to a standstill.
The big badger pushed hot blackberry pie and mint tea in their direction, commenting dryly as they ate ravenously.
You two ugly mugs are mere babes when it comes to victualling. See that fat young hare over there, Porty? Now there's a bucko I'd call a good scoffer. Why, he'd eat you two out of house and home while he was waiting to be served. Watch him.